Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegri Wood, AI Prompt Guardrails, 10 Controls Every Business Must Deploy.
And this one matters if you've got any AI running in your business right now, a chatbot, a voice agent, anything automated.
So the big reframe Brett makes right at the top is this. Most business owners treat a prompt like a question they're asking a chatbot. He says it's not.
What is it then?
It's a rule book. The moment AI is operating inside a live system, booking appointments, responding to customers, processing data, the prompt defines what it can do, what it must refuse, and who stays in control.
He compares it to hiring a staff member with no employment contract, no training, and no accountability framework, which is a very good way of putting it.
And it's accurate. AI fails when it's treated like a clever shortcut, and succeeds when it's treated like an operational employee, with rules, boundaries, and accountability.
So what are the 10 controls?
He runs through all 10. The first is data privacy. The AI should never collect or expose sensitive data unless authorized. If someone hands it personal information, it confirms consent before continuing.
That feels like it should be obvious, but I'd bet most business AI setups have nothing like that built in.
Most don't. Second is accuracy. The AI must never guess or invent facts. If it's unsure, it says so. No fabricated numbers, no invented legal claims. That's how you stop hallucinations becoming business decisions.
And third is legal limits, right? It can't act like a lawyer or an accountant.
Correct. General guidance only, and it redirects to licensed professionals for regulated advice. That keeps liability where it belongs, with humans.
What about the ones businesses most commonly miss? Because I'd guess it's not the obvious ones.
You're right. Brett flags three as the most commonly skipped. First, scope and permission checks. The AI has no definition of what it's actually allowed to do, so it attempts tasks that should require human sign-off.
Like processing a refund or changing an account without anyone approving it.
Exactly. Second is security safeguards. Most prompts have no protection against jailbreaking. Brett says a determined user can extract your internal instructions in minutes.
That one surprised me. You're telling the AI your entire internal rulebook and then leaving the door open for anyone to ask it to read it back to them?
And the third is logging. No audit trail. So when something goes wrong, there is no way to investigate what happened.
Which is a compliance problem on top of an operational one.
Brett's point on why guardrails fail is worth sitting with. He says it's not the technology. The prompt was written in 5 minutes without thinking through edge cases. No scope limits, no tone rules, no security. Every failure point is preventable, but only if the controls were in the prompt before deployment.
So the technology isn't the weak point, the process is.
He includes a full production-ready system prompt in the article. You can adapt it for any voice AI or chat assistant. It covers all 10 guardrails with specific response scripts. What the AI says when someone asks for legal advice. What it says when someone tries to override its rules.
The override one caught my attention. The AI is told to respond, "I'm not able to do that because it violates system safeguards," a guardrail that protects the guardrails.
And the human in the loop section is important for owners specifically. No AI should make critical decisions alone. High-value actions, billing, legal responses, account access, all require manual approval before the AI proceeds.
Which is right. You want AI augmenting your team, not replacing the judgment calls that carry real consequences.
Brett is direct about the risks of skipping this. An AI without privacy controls can expose customer data. One without legal limits can give regulated advice and create liability. One without logging leaves you with no way to prove what happened when something goes wrong.
His phrase is controlled automation versus public disaster. That's not subtle.
He means it. So my one thing for this week, list every live AI prompt in your business. Chatbots, voice agents, automation sequences, internal tools. All of them on one list.
And mine, pick the weakest one and rewrite it using the 10 guardrails. Brett has a production-ready template in the article to start from.
Full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to work through this properly in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Thanks for listening to the Anabu AI blog and audio.